A full hour later, Harris sat back and stretched. In the same organized, concise way that had earned her an Admiral's Stars 2 years ahead of anyone else in her cohort, her aunt had laid out what she knew of the factional disputes within the regular space service and where the present political stress might rupture the fleet. She had been given her aunt's best guess on which family members to trust, which senior officers to trust, where certain fragrant bones were buried, assuming that she could trust her aunt. Admirals apologized rarely. Her aunt had once explained at a family party when Harris was still a student and her own stars were years in the future that that was because they planned ahead and had no need to. But the good ones could and did, her aunt had said, when they must. She had believed her aunt was a good admiral, her aunt who apologized for her own and the family's betrayal.
I love you, Harris. I hope you believe that, if nothing else. With the trouble coming, I want you to know that I consider you one of the best Serranos of your generation, and one of the best young officers we had, too.
It would take a long time to digest everything in the cube, if it was true, but she felt that it was true. It felt right, and she'd always had good intuitions about that. And if true, then she thought she understood some things Levati had not told her. The sooner they were off this station, the better. Deep space was going to be a lot safer for everyone for a while. The Captain's Guild dining room on Zenebra Station had the usual quiet, respectable atmosphere. Not quite as stultifying as the Senior Officers Club at a sector headquarters, but almost. Two tables away, a merchant captain in the uniform of a major line dined alone without looking up. Across the room, a quiet group of officers from another line chatted while waiting to be served. Baron recoiled from the menu's prices at first.
I'm treating you. Have something you like.
It's also fancy.
Not really. Only a step up from any ordinary restaurant on Dockside. You've been eating Academy Chow too long. If you want to see fancy, you should see Lady Cecilia's tables. I couldn't believe it when I first went to work for her. She thinks every meal should be a work of art.
He wavered, uncertain. Harris took a guess from his eye movements and ordered for him, waving away his objections.
Maybe it's just curiosity, but if you don't like it, you can always get yourself a basic cube of processed goo afterwards.
But Lasafarin snailfish?
You wanted it. I could tell. You might like it. I do.
He relaxed, bit by bit, as he worked his way into the food with youthful appetite. Harris asked no questions, letting him tell her what he would about himself. Jurd and Gesta's oldest son, normal fleet childhood, which meant in and out of service creches. Academy prep school. He had graduated fifth in his class there. Academy. He had been second to a brilliant daughter of an admiral who'd been killed in her first assignment when a glitch in a power plant readout turned out to be a real problem in the power plant, not the readout. Harris wondered about that after her aunt's report. Top fleet officers were losing too many of their children, the best ones, in accidents in the first 2 years out of the academy. Of course, those were the dangerous years. Youngsters full of book knowledge, eager to prove themselves, they got into trouble. So had she. But someone had been there to get her out, and if her aunt was right, there were fewer rescues these days. This boy, though, he was bright enough and good enough. She liked the way he described his first tour as ensign on a cruiser. He didn't reveal anything he shouldn't, even though she was a family member and former fleet officer, and yet he didn't appear to be holding back.
Communications. You know, when I was commissioned, we didn't have FTL communications except from planetary platforms. I was on Boarhound when they mounted the first shipboard Ansible, and at first it was only one way from the planet to us. That was still pretty exciting. Then they worked out how to get enough power for transmission.
It's still not unlimited.
No, I know that. But someday I expect they'll figure out ways to give us real-time communication in all situations. Something in jump space would be a real help.
An understatement. A way to communicate in and out of jump space would radically change space warfare.
But that's beside the point. You're going back to see the Admiral?
Yes, sir. Ma'am.
Either will do. Tell her from me that I don't entirely understand, but I have heard what she's saying. Can you do that?
Of course, sir.
Good. And tell her I love her.
He flushed again, but nodded. Harris was almost glad to see that embarrassment. An honest young man would be embarrassed to repeat such a message, but he would do it. Coming from him directly, it would have the effect she wanted. She looked at the chronometer on the wall.
Sorry to leave you, but I've got work scheduled. If there's anything I can do to assist, feel free to call on me.
He pushed back his chair with a last glance at a dessert guaranteed to cause heart failure in anyone over 20, but Harris waved him down.
No, finish that. Don't waste it. I'll take care of everything on the way out. Give my regards to family.
Meaning everyone but the Aunt Admiral. He could interpret that how he liked. But, polite to the end, he stood until Harris had left the dining room. She hoped he would sit back down and finish that dessert. He had earned it. The next day, Cecilia arrived without warning.
I had to take a standby seat on the shuttle. People are leaving in droves, of course.
Harris had noticed that. Half the ships docked when they arrived had already left.
But I wanted to talk to you.
Here or en route to your next destination? If you want to leave, I need to file with the station master.
Here for now. I might even go back down once more to talk to Ari. What happened? Did you and Petrus have a fight? You look upset about something.
It's not Petrus. It's my family. They sent someone to talk to me.
About time.
Cecilia kicked off her boots and wiggled her toes luxuriously.
I was standing in line for 2 hours. Standing in line is a lot worse than walking.
Agreed.
Harris hoped Cecilia would stay on another topic, but that was too much to expect.
Your family sent someone. I hope whoever it was crawled on his or her belly and licked your toes.
Cecilia, what a disgusting thought. No, it was a very nice young man just out of the academy. My Aunt Admiral's grandson.
Apologetic?
In a way. Not personally, but on behalf of. And she sent a data cube herself. It's just, I'm still not sure I understand.
I know I don't understand. Why didn't she help you?
She says she didn't know in time. She wants to talk to me about it if it's convenient.
And you?
I want to think it over.
Harris, I want to ask you something.
Of course.
Do I seem different since my rejuvenation? I don't mean the obvious. Something else.
The obvious. Your body, your hair color. I'm not sure about the rest. A young person is supposed to have more energy, so I presume that along with a younger body, a healthier body, you have more intrinsic energy. Is that right?
Yes, but that's not exactly what...
No, I'm feeling my way. You are different, in behavior as well as body, but I'm not sure which caused which. You were never, passive. Look, even as an old lady, you were energetic, feisty, and stubborn. Now your body's younger, and you're even more energetic, feisty, and stubborn. High-tempered. But I didn't know you when you were this age the first time around, so I can't say if you're changed.
That was the crux of it right there. Harris hadn't been born when Cecilia had been 40. What she was right now wasn't really 40. It was 87 in a 40-year-old mask.
I'm not really 40, Harris. I have all the experience of the next 47 years, all of it. What I need to know is whether the treatment changed me, the person I am, and sent me off on a new course.
I would say that it had to. The course of a life without rejuvenation, for someone your age, you were preparing to detach, to relinquish your grip on life itself.
Not yet. I was only 84. I'd have had another 20 years.
But you'd given up competitive riding. You'd gradually reduced your social contacts. All signs that you accepted, however reluctantly, the evidence of age. You expected to enjoy your remaining years, but you weren't pushing toward anything new.
True, I suppose.
She didn't like to hear that analysis, but she could not deny the evidence.
Now you've been put back, physically at least, to your most productive period. You have 20 to 30 years of vigorous activity before you begin the decline again, unless you renew the process. That has to change your course. You could not fail to act differently now than 3 years ago.
I had a visitor, that man.
Yes.
He's a multiple rejuvenant. He thinks I should identify myself with them.
Who?
Those who have rejuvenated with the new procedures. Those who expect to renew their rejuvenations. They have adopted customs for identification, for interaction. Given the age of the procedure itself, most of those who have used it are my age or younger.
I thought it had been around for 80 years or so.
It has. But remember that it competed at first with the old procedure, which had proven its safety.
Harris couldn't remember, of course. She only remembered a discussion of the new procedure, then far more expensive than the standard. By the time she was 30, it had gained some ground. But it was incompatible with the earlier procedure. No one who had the Stochaster could then have the Ramhof Inakin. Cecilia had been nearly 50 when the laws forbidding serial rejuvenation were changed. She explained this, aware of the gaps in her own knowledge. She had been so sure she wouldn't choose rejuvenation that she had ignored most of the arguments about it.
There's always been age stratification, particularly those who have attained prestige or power. The older they are, the more they hold. But if there's a sizable group now which is immortal, I see the potential for more rigid stratification, even alienation.
That's what bothers me. I've always been rich. I've always known that my life wasn't anything like the average. I've enjoyed my wealth, but felt that it was fair because I was going to die someday and someone else would have everything I had owned. True, most of it would go to other rich people, my family, but I wasn't trying to hang on to it. From what Peter said, I'd suspect that others are. Lorenza certainly was. And I feel my own ambition stirring, along with the changes in my body. I won the All-Union Championship before. I could do it again.
How many times?
I don't know. I never tired of it when I could still do it. The feel of riding a great course is like nothing else. Mind and body together. Stupid riders, no matter how athletic, don't survive, and clumsy smart ones don't either. Yet in the field I care most about, the prizes are limited. I've won Huerin, I've won Scatlin, I've won Patchcock.
Patchcock?
Cecilia had not wanted her train of thought interrupted and glared back.
Yes, Patchcock. It's not the equestrian center Huerin is. It's uglier, for one thing. Not really an ag world. But they have a circuit of 5 or 6 major events in the uplands, and...
Patchcock is politically unstable.
Has been since my time.
Cecilia had not been back since winning the Patchcock Circuit Trophy 2 in a row, and then losing to Roddy Carnover, after the fall that broke her leg in several places. That had been over 40 years before.